continue over Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Fears of a new war in Europe surged today with President Biden warning Russia could invade Ukraine within days.
After weeks of downplaying any possibility of a Russian invasion, Ukrainian President Zelensky visited frontline forces in the east. A low-level war has simmered here for 8 years. Today, Russian-backed separatists shelled a kindergarten in the town of Stantsiya Luhanska while students were out of the building. According to the Ukraine military, two teachers were injured and half the town lost power. Zelensky called the attack a big provocation. NATO officials are still trying to derive Putin's end goal. Heavier fighting in the east comes as Western and NATO officials accuse Russia of lying about withdrawing forces from Ukraine's border.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv, Ukraine. Former President Trump blasting the New York judicial system after a judge today ruled that he and his two eldest children must sit for depositions in a New York investigation into the Trump Organization. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is looking into whether the Trump Organization falsely inflated assets to get certain loans or tax benefits. Attorneys for the former president had argued this was improper as the AG's office assists the Manhattan DA in a criminal investigation into the former president's company. The judge's ruling means Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka must be deposed within 3 weeks, but that likely won't happen as they plan to appeal. This week, Trump's longtime accounting firm said financial statements they prepared for his business for the past decade should no longer be relied upon.
Trump calling the ruling a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in history. The Senate tonight sending President Biden a bill averting a weekend government shutdown and funding federal agencies through March 11th. Congressional leaders hope to reach agreement on a long-term bill before the current one expires. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Every member of Congress will be able to attend next month's State of the Union address, but COVID protocols will remain in place.
The House Sergeant at Arms says every member of Congress will be invited to President Biden's first State of the Union address March 1st, but guests will not be permitted, and several pandemic precautions will stay in place. Lawmakers will be socially distanced in the House chamber and be required to wear KN95 or N95 masks. Failure to comply could mean fines for members of Congress. Those who attend the speech must also test negative for COVID one day before. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A U.S. Coast Guard vessel today offloaded more than 30 metric tons of cocaine and marijuana, reportedly worth over $1 billion, that was seized at sea during a months-long deployment off the coast of South America. The haul of the illegal narcotics by the U.S. Coast Guard cutter James was one of the biggest in recent memory. A bill that would ban open carry at polling places in Colorado is a step closer to reality.
Openly carrying firearms is currently legal in most of Colorado, but Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would prohibit it near voting locations and polling boxes. The so-called Vote Without Fear Act would make it a misdemeanor to openly carry a firearm in such places while an election is underway. It passed a committee vote and will move to the full House of Representatives for consideration. Opponents say it would force people to spend hundreds of dollars for a concealed carry license. Currently, there is no charge for open carry. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A burning car transport ship drifted in the mid-Atlantic today after the vessel's 22 crew members were evacuated due to the blaze. The Felicity Ace can carry nearly 19,000 tons of cargo. Volkswagen Group today said in a brief statement that the Felicity Ace was transporting vehicles it produced to the U.S. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.